Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and it's been nearly 2 years since Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was ousted, killed by rebels. His son Saif, who was the public face of his father's regime during the revolution of 2011, was captured in the Libyan desert late that year. Since then, he's been held in the mountain town of Zintan, which was a hotbed for the opposition to his father. Saif Gaddafi faces charges of crimes against humanity, but there's been a fight over where to try him. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has tried to extradite him, but Libya has resisted and plans to put him on trial next month. The BBC's Andrew Hoskin reports.
The grim determination of Zintan to see Saif al-Islam Gaddafi tried and sentenced here is not hard to understand when you sit in the town's Martyrs Square by the shrine to the war dead and look at the photos of the hundreds of dead Zintani soldiers who died in the revolution of 2011.
Sometime I film from this place.
Every month during Zintan's life and death struggle against Colonel Gaddafi, former rebel Khalid Ahmed Kor would stand on top of the post office and photograph the cemetery reserved for the war dead.
As you say, a picture says a thousand words, isn't it?
Yes.
As they say.
Do you know something? I take that pictures, but in every moment I see it again, it is like first time.
No rows of white crosses set in pristine burial grounds, as you can find far to the east in Libya at Tobruk. Instead, mounds of desert sand marked by a simple headstone. Mounds which increased in number inexorably during the fighting. A total of 400 local martyrs.
I just still think and ask myself, in first picture or second picture, if we just get our freedom at that moment, we will have not to lose who is in next picture, as grave as bodies.
With its population of 40,000, Zintan is a hard mountain town full of hard mountain people. After seeing off Gaddafi's army, the Zintanis helped to capture Tripoli, 100 miles away. And then, in November 2011, they captured the dead dictator's second son and rumoured heir apparent, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. Saif's bellicose television appearances during the revolution, threatening rebels with retribution, in particular infuriated the Zintanis and formed part of the evidence against Saif of his alleged war crimes. Radio Zintan is one of the green shoots of democracy sprouting from the sands of a free, although unstable, Libya. Much of the station's audience believes that Saif should be tried in Libya and preferably in Zintan. Adwid Khalifa is the station's controller.
I definitely think that Saif al-Islam should be tried here in Libya. First of all, Saif al-Islam is a Libyan citizen. His crimes were committed in Libya. He was arrested in Libya. I mean, apart from the fact that he's Saif al-Islam, what's the difference between him and any other Libyan? He's somebody who did something wrong in Libya and should be tried here like any other Libyan.
After months of wrangling with the International Criminal Court, Libya has now rejected demands for Saif to be tried in The Hague.
To get to where the Zintanis have buried the men who fought for Colonel Gaddafi, you have to travel out of town some way before turning down a mud track and across a few fields before reaching here, a piece of scrubland inhabited mainly by crickets, it seems, and strewn with rocks and rubbish and beer cans.
There are 20 or so graves here, and for many Zintanis, it's a pity that Saif's is not among them. But former rebel Khalid Kor disagrees.
You know, a lot of people, especially martyrs' families, they want to execute and kill Saif, but that is not the solution. You can kill Saif anytime. It is very easy. Just one bullet. You can do what you want. We won't change a lot of things by one step because he killed our sons and sisters and brothers. No. We have to send him to the justice. We have to see him in the cage, inside the court. If someone did wrong thing, he will see same thing.
Saif al-Islam has accused Libyan authorities of a blatant disregard for the ICC. The ICC doesn't believe he can receive a fair trial in Libya, but both charges make little impact in Zintan. The Libyan government's announced Saif will be put on trial in August and in Libya.
Andrew Hoskin of the BBC in Libya.